Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Two more tweets at the NCAA investigation ablaze again. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Poor old Roy Williams, who can't win for winning. His program has come full circle from the one he inherited that turned out to be engulfed in scandal. Williams denies any wrongdoing, but did say he broke up a cluster of plays majoring in the old AFM because that was just too many studying the same thing. The current basketball Tar Heels are one of 16 UNC athletic teams to score a perfect 1,000 on the 2016 Academic Progress Report, known as the APR. According to a tweet by USA Today sports reporter Steve Berkowitz, Williams' bonus for this academic turnaround is $975,000, since his team averaged better than 975 in the APR for three straight years. The tweet predictably created a hailstorm of negative responses about whether his players were taking easy classes or no classes at all, blah, blah, blah. When he returned to UNC in 2003, Williams said he shouldn't get a bonus for his team's APR because that was part of his job. But apparently it got back into his compensation structure the last few years, just like the reported $900,000-plus he earned for his team winning six NCAA tournament games. It all keeps Roy being paid market value for coaches. The second tweet that had the Twitter world aflutter was about the NCAA finally interviewing Deborah Crowder, who has long been silent about her role with the AFM classes in question. She met with investigators on campus and repeated what she had written in her open letter, that she did nothing wrong beyond helping students and athletes who were being entangled in the bureaucracy of a major university. And that's not against the rules. Her statements were applauded by her lawyers, and the NCAA suits went back to Indianapolis, saying the timeline it had previously set was still in play, with the Committee on Infractions making a final ruling on the allegations against UNC on August 16th and 17th. Crowder's on-the-record comments are now presumably in the ongoing negotiations from which some compromise will be reached by summer's end. Someday, maybe all the snide tweets will also cease. This is Archansky. See ya.